Baruch HaBoel, everybody. We begin now Bitzachim, the 18th part, and we are in the Chodesh Halvavos, in the 4th parak. The Chodesh Halvavos has been holding our hand, as it were, taking us through every aspect of life and guiding us to what it is that the Chiyuv of Bitzachim requires, together with the Chiyuv of Hishtadlus. And the Chodesh Halvavos is really split various aspects of life into 7 parts altogether. And we have discussed so far 3 of them. We have looked at how Bitachon plays a role in regard to looking after our health and safety, also our wealth and income and parnasa. And last week we looked at the Chodesh Halvavos, who talks about our Chiyuv Bitachon with regard to our relationships with those around us, whether it be our family, our neighbors, our community. And the Chodesh Halvavos discussed the various advantages, as it were, of either end of the extreme, either end of the spectrum. Whether a person lives by themselves, what could be the advantage of living on a desert island, and what could be the advantage of living together with a surrounding community, etc., etc. Either way, the common thread is, the Chodesh Halvavos teaches us that the true Baal Bitachon is always looking for the positive in every situation, and why HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed has orchestrated things for the absolute best. Tonight, Be'ezus Hashem, we will look at the 4th and 5th part of this perek, and this is the chelek in which the Chodesh Halvavos now switches to inyonim of ruchnias. Until this point, as mentioned, we'll be looking at the person's health and wealth and safety and relationships. How does bitachon versus hishtadlus play a role with regard to the performance of mitzvahs? So the Chodesh Halvavos says, obviously, when we talk about mitzvahs, we have to talk about mitzvahs that are bin adam lechaveray and bin adam lemokim. So he begins talking about the mitzvahs which are primarily bin adam lemokim. They do not involve other people outside the one performing the mitzvah. Whether it's tefillah or sukkah, lulav, tzitzis, shabbos, etc., etc. So the Chodesh Halvavos lays down a very, very important yisoy, which Be'ezus Hashem will see, in this Hashem, can have enormous ramifications in all areas of Avodas Hashem. When a person performs a mitzvah, a person buys a lulav and he shakes his lulav. He says there are various components, various stages that lead up to the performance of the mitzvah. First and foremost is the knowledge, the decision of what it is I'm obligated to do in life. Long before I actually go about buying and shaking the lulav, I first have to be aware that lulav is the Ratzon Hashem. Nobody will shake a lulav unless he's first convinced and aware of the fact that this indeed is Ratzon Hashem to shake a lulav, and also to put on tefillin, also to daven, and also to keep Shabbos. That's stage one. Stage two is, having now made myself aware of what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do, I then have to decide that indeed I'm going to do it, and set about a plan how it is I'm going to daven and keep Shabbos and put on tefillin. Stage three, the third and final part, is the actual execution of that plan. So again, stage one is the knowledge that this is something I want to do in life. I have a koyach of bechira. I can choose either to keep mitzvahs or not to do so. I am making that conscious choice. I want to live a life of mitzvahs. Stage one. Stage two is that this is what I'm going to practically go about doing. I'm going to prepare a plan on how I'm going to go about doing so. And thirdly, and finally, is the carrying out, the execution of that plan. says the Chodesh Alvavus, Bitochin has no role whatsoever in those initial stages of performing a mitzvah. Bitochin has always meant bringing a Kodesh Baruch Hu into my life and relying on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. But when it comes to Ruchnius, we have the famous principle. HaKoil Bidei Shomayim Chutz Miyira Shomayim. When it comes to Ruchnius, I do not rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the choice of what's good and what's evil, or the decision to go about, in fact, being Mekayim Mitzvahs. That's my choice. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, plays no role in that whatsoever. We have no doubt whatsoever on what is Toiv and what is Ra. The Torah has spelled it out for us very, very, very clearly. If anybody is unsure, all he needs to do is look in the Torah and open the Shulchan Aruch. This is unlike earlier parts of the Perek, where the Chodesh Avodos, for example, spoke about Machia Dishtadlus with regard to Paranasa. Remember the big question. How do I know where it is I'm supposed to be investing my efforts? Should I become an astronaut, or should I be selling flowers? Should I be teaching piano, or should I become an artist? Should I be a doctor or a lawyer? How am I supposed to know? So we discussed there are guidelines. A person has to look inwards. What are my koichos? What is it that I have a natural inclination to do? Am I built for it? Etc., etc. But having said all of that, there is no pasuk that says, you must be a doctor, you must be a lawyer, you must earn your parnasa in this way. So bitachon plays a role there in the choice, not just in the execution thereof. But I have bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I am indeed making the right choice in the first place, never mind being successful in that choice. So you see there the very important contrast between Inyone Gashmias and Inyone Ruchnias. When it comes to Inyone Gashmias, where am I going to choose to live? Who am I going to marry? What is my parnasa going to be? All of those areas of life, Bitochen plays a role in the actual choice, never mind the performance of. How do I know this is the right wife? How do I know I'm living in the right town? How do I know I've chosen the right parnasa? Yes, I have guidelines, there will be simonim, but after all, there is no pasuk in the Torah that says, this is the name of the town you should live in, street and number. This is the wife you should marry, this is the parnasa you should be involved in. There is no clear directive in the Torah. So whereas we have guidelines, in Baruch Hashem, our Rebbe, the Chodesh Alvavus, gave us those guidelines, but having said all of that, Bitochin does and must play a fundamental role even in the initial choice of all those areas of life. Not so, says the Chodesh Alvavus, when it comes to Ruchnir. Do I have a shaila of, must I put on tefillin this morning? No question whatsoever. Do I have a question of, which tefillin should I put on? Should I put on black ones or yellow ones? No shaila whatsoever. Should I be shaking a lulav or perhaps a banana? No shaila whatsoever. Look at the Torah, look at the Rishonim, look at the Shulchan Aruch. It's all laid down explicitly for us. Not only do we not have a choice of any suffix, we have no suffix of what it is that is Torah. Bitochen also plays no role in making that choice. I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to shake a lulav and not an apple, stage one. Bitochen plays no role. Neither does it play a role in the decision to want to shake a lulav. Do I have any suffix whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do that? None whatsoever. None whatsoever. Where does Bitochen play a role, says the Chodesh Alvavus, not in those first two aspects, in the knowledge of what's Torah and in the plan to execute that. Bitochen plays a role in the third and final stage only, in the ability, in the success of actually executing that plan. A person may well know what a lulav is and choose to go and buy one. He says he'll be successful. He'll go to the store, maybe his luck, he'll pick up a posel lulav. Maybe he'll pick up a kosher lulav and he'll be unwell on Yom Tov and not have the koyach to actually physically shake a lulav. I'll go and buy my matzahs and chas v'shalom. Maybe they turn out to be chametz. Who's to know? Who says I'll be successful in my mitzvah? How do I know I'll be feeling well? Maybe I won't have the koyach to even eat a matzah on Seder night. That is the area that bitachon plays a role. As he brings teach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, indeed should give me the siyata d'shmaya, not only in knowing what it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from me, that's my department. Not only in the aspect of I'm making the choice to do Toiv, that's also my department. Bitochen now kicks in with regard to the success in carrying out that plan. And the Chavos of Ovid said, if anybody thinks that Bitochen plays a role in the earlier stages, he's making a mistake. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to learn Torah, let him show me a sign. I'm Beiteach, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a tremendous mistake. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does want you to learn Torah. You sometimes hear, you ask somebody, no, are you planning on learning? And he says, in Yiritza Hashem. I always tell these people, in Yiritza Hashem, Hashem writes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Don't blame HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The question is whether you want. Let's say in Yiritza Hashem, if Hashem wants, Hashem wants. The question is, you want. Whether or not you'll be successful in carrying that out, yes, that is in Yiritza Hashem. But do you want to learn? Are you convinced that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from you? No shaila whatsoever. If I've been given wealth, we've discussed this in the past, do we have any shaila of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do with that? Yes, he wants me to give tzedakah. He wants me to help poor people. He wants me to support terror institutions, etc., etc. Will I have the ability to do so? That I need bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think we understand, therefore, so well what it is that Chazal mean, machshava kemaisa. Everybody knows that phrase. It's a Gemara in Kiddushin. If somebody plans to do a mitzvah and then ends up not being able to do so, he gets a schar nonetheless. Why is that? And he didn't do the mitzvah. Kunz lechedus of others is wonderful. Doing the mitzvah, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's department. That I have to have bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My participation in doing the mitzvah is the choice to do so and the plan to do so. After that, I back out and I say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Yiritza Hashem. Therefore, Chazal, the words of Chazal are very understandable. If you plan to do a mitzvah and you didn't end up doing so through some unforeseen circumstances, your chelek in the mitzvah is complete. I absolutely knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to shake a lulav. I absolutely made a choice to buy the lulav. I went to buy the lulav, and guess what? It came sukkahs, and Nebuch, the guy was unwell, and he was unable to shake the lulav. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's department. He won't be penalized for that. Everything that was required of him, he did. To make that choice, and to be mekayim his chiyuv of the chiyuv. And he says, therefore, the bitachon, which plays a role only in this third aspect of the performance and the carrying out of mitzvahs, this is where we must daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Davening is a fundamental chelek of bitachon. The Chavos HaVavos talks about it over here. We've been learning together, the Chavos HaVavos Shara Bitachon, for 4 months now, talking about bitachon, but the most practical manifestation of bitachon in our day-to-day lives is tefillah. Every time we dive into our Kodesh Baruch Hu, whether it's Shemana Esra or our own personal sin in the middle of the day, that is an act of Bipachon. Why would you turn to our Kodesh Baruch Hu if you were not Beiteach in Him? Nobody knocks on the door of a millionaire to ask him for financial help if you don't think he can or will or wants to help you. If you are Beiteach in that wealthy individual, then you will try and enlist his help. Lahavdil, if we are Beiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we daven to him. You cannot daven without Bitochen. And if you don't have Bitochen and you still daven, then one's just reading words and paying lip service. That's not Tfilah Avodah Shebaleich. Says the Chayyus HaVodah, our Bitochen in mitzvah, as mentioned, extends only to that third and final part. Success in performance in the mitzvahs, and that's where we have to do. That's where we have to do. And we do that. We do that. Every single day, we have brachas in the Shemoneh Esrei that pertain specifically to Ruchnias. Atochemi la'odom da'at, hashiveinu avinu l'sei osecho, v'korveinu malkeinu la'avid osecho. What does that mean? Why are we davening to these things? Surely, HaKoyel Bidei Shomayim, Chutz Miyira Shomayim? The answer is, yes. When I'm davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sei Rasecha, what do I really mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me the Siyata D'Shmaya, please, in being able to carry out that plan and choice of mine to learn. I'm not asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help me make that choice. Bitachon plays no role there. But I would like to learn. So please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atochemi, grant me the Seichel, grant me the Chochmah, I should be able to understand my learning. Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sei Rasecha, grant me the ability to be able to get to the Beis HaMedrash. Grant me the ability to have the Koyach to learn, I should be healthy and well, I should be able to concentrate, I should be able to understand, etc., etc. So of course, Tfilah plays an enormous role in Ruchnis. But in which part of Ruchnis? In the ability and the success to carry out mitzvahs. To carry out mitzvahs. The same is true, says the Chayyus HaVodas, in mitzvahs which are Bein Adam L'Chaveiros. Until now we've spoken about Lulav and Torah and Shabbos. But the same is true in mitzvahs that are Bein Adam L'Chaveiros, whether it be tzedakah or my relationship with others. Again, I need to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu and have bitachon only with regard to success in being able to carry out the mitzvah. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's department. I'd love to give tzedakah. Let's hope, and have the ability to do so. Let's hope when I give tzedakah, the money will use for a worthy cause, etc., etc. That I need to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu only with regard to the final part. And by the way, the Chayyus HaVodas throws in a very, very important line over here. When performing mitzvahs Bein Adam L'Chaveiros, there is a very big difference in the way we perform mitzvahs Bein Adam L'Chaveiros and Bein Adam L'Mokhi. When a person eats matzah on Seder night, it's very hard, I think, to say that he's doing so for any ulterior motive, other than performance of the mitzvah. A person keeps Shabbos, a person puts some tefillin. Not so when one performs mitzvahs Bein Adam L'Chaveiros. There we run the danger of perhaps not performing the mitzvah of Shem Shemayim, but rather to accrue kavod and hakara satoiv. We've spoken about this on earlier occasions. The wealthy person is lucky enough to be able to give stock and has to do so because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from him. Not in order that I should be publicized and thanked publicly. Says the Chayyus HaVodas, V'yizoher kefi yecholtei. A person should try to the best of his ability, lahastiroi, to conceal that which he does, mimi she'enoi tzorech lo'eloi media. If somebody else does not need to know about it, do your best to conceal it. You know why, he says? Because then you will get more schar for it. It's a very simple moshul. Imagine if somebody said to you, here, I'm happy to give you $1 million. All. What a tremendous treat. All. Instead of taking $1 million, which will only come to you next year, I'll give you $500 today. It's your choice. Which Shaita Shabailon would say, fine, I'll take the $500 today. Cheap change, you can get $1 million. Says the Chovas HaLevavos, if you're able to be Mekayim Mitzvahs and keep it quiet, you will get more schar in Olam Haba. So, what a cheap alternative it would be. What a cheap alternative it would be to publicize one's mitzvahs and get schar, quote unquote, here in this world with a bit of publicity and fame. You're trading in your $1 billion for a few coins. What's wrong with you on mute? There was a God of Israel. I heard this story personally from a good friend of mine. There was a God of Israel who somebody approached and was telling him, he said, you know, I must tell you, there's a certain person I know who did the following wonderful, wonderful act. Isn't this amazing? And he described this whole mitzvah that this other person did. And the God of Israel said, indeed it is amazing. And if nobody else would have known about it, it would be even more amazing still. This is the big Yetzer Hara. Are we performing mitzvahs to have our names plastered everywhere? Publicity covered, akoras hatoiv and thanks? What a shame, says the Chedas HaVodas. You lose out schar. You've traded in the multi-million for a few years change. So, the Chedas HaVodas therefore in summary says, the common denominator between mitzvahs, whether Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi or Bein Odom L'Mokrim, is Bitochin has no role whatsoever. Don't say in Yiritza Hashem. Hashem Reitza. I have to want it. Bitochin has a role in the performance of the mitzvah, in the success. That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's department. That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's department. That really is the end of the part of the Chedas HaVodas that I wanted to learn together with you tonight. But I'd like to make the following addition. And this, Rabotai, is a life-changing yisoy based really on what we learned today. A week or two ago, I sat with a young couple here in Ramat Beit Shemesh Gimel. And they're going through a particular difficulty, very, very, very tough, tough situation. And they need a big Yeshua, Be'ezus Hashem. And they're doing everything they possibly can, Beruchnias or Begashnias, to bring about the Yeshua, and the Yeshua has not arrived. And there's been disappointment after disappointment after disappointment. And the wife asked me the following very difficult question. And she says, of course we have Bitochen and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course we believe that every tefillah did not go to waste, and every mitzvah that we have done, and every zechus that we have tried to accrue, and every bracha and every skula, we have no question about it. Every tear shed, of course, is cherished by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and did not go to waste. I believe that, she says. I have no problem in that. She says, what's so hard for me is, what about all the physical hishtadlis, not the ruchnis? All of that was a waste of time. All of that went for nothing. Imagine somebody needs a refuah shleima. So of course he davens, and he's amassing mitzvahs, and stocker, and zechuyos, and skulos, and brachas. Now, he's also parallel to the hishtadlus in ruchmias. He has to do hishtadlus in gashmias, as the chaylus of others taught us. So what happens if the chayla would ask the same question? All the tefillahs, nothing goes to waste. All those mitzvahs, all that stocker, all those tefillahs, etc., etc. But what about every medication I took? What about every injection? What about every appointment? What about every operation? What about every treatment? That's all gone to waste. I haven't seen a refuah shleima. Total waste of time. That was the question that was being asked. The answer I told her, and this for them was a whole new way of thinking, for them, I said, every tablet, every injection, every visit to the doctor was no less avodas Hashem than your tefillahs and your mitzvahs. Because you did so because you believe that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of you. That's no less precious, that's no less avodas Hashem. What is the result of all of that? That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's department that has nothing to do with us. Every appointment, every treatment, every surgery, every medication, every injection, that was no less important than every tefillah and every mitzvah. That was 100% undiluted avodas Hashem. As long as, indeed, you did so because you believe this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from you. What will be the result? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will judge. That's his department. That has nothing to do with you. This is what the Chiddush of Avos is teaching us. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter once said, he said it in Yiddish, Mir Dafen Ton, Nisht Oif Ton, which translates as, we need to do, not achieve. Not achieve. This is an altogether different way of looking at life. Two people can enter the office, for example, on the same day, have the same amount of success or otherwise, quote unquote, and yet one comes out calm and one doesn't. What's the difference between the two? One is in the office for one reason only, because he wants to become a multi-billionaire. Is this what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from him? He's never given it a thought. I just want to become wealthy. So how is success measured? Very simply, how much did I earn today? So if I come out of the office an unsuccessful day, meaning I didn't earn much money, this client didn't work out, and this meeting got cancelled, so it was a bad day in the office, and I come home in a bad mood, and everybody around me suffers. Switch that to somebody else who is in the office because he believes that this is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from him, and I'm doing the ishtadlus I need for Paranasa, for me and for my family. Results of which that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to decide. So I go into the office and I try to call a client and he's not there. I try to arrange a meeting and it got cancelled. How does he come back home from the office? A highly successful day in the office today. Why? Because I did exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. Whether the meeting happened, whether the client worked out, whether my investments worked out, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's department, what's that got to do with me? I don't measure success in terms of results and achievement. Rather, what did I do today? Not what did I achieve? And the same is true if somebody needs a Yeshua, whether it's in Parnasa or Refuah or any other area of life. And this is what I told them. Every treatment and every medication is no less avodas Hashem, is no less important than every tefillah you poured out your heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you feel and believe and know that every tefillah therefore was precious because it was avodas Hashem, then you must believe exactly the same is true for your gashmias hishtadlus as well. Every injection and every medication and every tablet and every treatment, that was no less Avodas Hashem. You did so because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted you to do. Success, we leave that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's department. They called me the next day and they said, they were up the whole night talking about this Yisoid. Because this is a whole new way of looking at the difficult parasha there is. Every day, it might not be easy. Indeed, it's not. But every day can be a successful day for them. Not based on results, because that's not our department at all. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's department. That's what the Chavos HaVodah says. When we're doing mitzvahs, we leave results to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our department is to make the right choices and for the best of our ability to go about trying to execute those choices. Whether or not we are successful, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's department. Nothing to do with me. Therefore, this should be not only a tremendous machayev, but also a great chizuk for us all. Because we sometimes go to bed at night looking back at the day and thinking, it was an unsuccessful day. But we have to really define for ourselves, one second, what is success in the first place? If success is measured indeed in terms of results, then yes, we may well be very often disappointed. But if I came to the Beis HaMedrash and I tried to learn and I didn't understand the word, that was a highly successful day in the office. If I went to the lulav store and I tried to find the lulav and I picked up 7 lulavim, and in the end what happened, I took them all to the Rav and the Rav said every single one was possible. That's a highly successful day in the office. It might be disappointing. It might not be easy. But that was a successful day in the office. Why? Because I did exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to do. Whether I was successful at the end of the day, do you mean, were the results successful? That was never my department in the first place. Why be disappointed? This is a crucial, fundamental yisoid in Avodas Hashem. Yisrael Salanta taught us, midaf and tom, nisht oifta. We just have to do, not achieve. We leave results to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Therefore, as mentioned, this is true for those who need Yeshua in Inyone Gashmias, and the same with regard to our mitzvahs. We daven every single day, whether it's Hashiveinu or Vinu Lesayotecha, or whether it's Atachayinim Das, or Rafa'inu, or Borech Oleinu. We're davening, because Baruch Hu should give us Siyata D'Shmaya to indeed see successful results. Our department is to do, not to achieve. This is a very, very important yisoid that Chayos HaVodas is teaching us. Bitachon plays no role in making choices. Bitachon plays a role in the success of our choices, and we leave that in the hands of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. I wish everybody a hatzlacha, and we indeed we should hear only the Surah Tehillim.